And as I guess that, during the Edwardian period, there was a move to modernity, but there were still very strict social
Oh,
mores, weren't there? Did that create
yes.
conflicts with dance?
I think there would always still be chaperones and or your mother watching. Yes, at any sort of dance. And that probably went on beyond First World War, I think, sometimes, but I don't know. No, I think dances became much more popular, didn't they? And free after that. Yes, I think there probably were restrictions right up to the First World War, the young ladies in particular. Yeah. But we were doing, I mean, there were more dance, well, couple dances had come in Victorian times. I mean, I think, although we think the Victorians are very restricted, and I think a lot of young people probably never did go to dances really. But if you did, then there were a lot of couple dances, and they did get closer. To start with, in the first waltzes we don't dance that really close body touching at all. But they gradually did become. But of course, you were wearing so much stuff; it wasn't ever going to get very intimate. Because the ladies, in particular, the later Victorian times and Edwardian times, they were wearing loads, a lot of the material, loads of fabric. So, yes, you weren't going to get very close, I don't think.
What are you involved with at the moment?
Well, it's very exciting at the minute because there is a project being organised by a group called Curious Spark, who are making film and an online project for primary school children in Norfolk specifically. And it's going to be free for them to use in school, all about Queen Elizabeth I's progress to Norwich that she made in 1578, I think it was thereabouts. And we know a lot of detail about that and how all the folk of Norwich, they must have spent so much money on making a real festival of it because she was here a few days. And everybody who was anybody came out to meet her and give orations and all that. You know, it was a real special occasion. And we were asked by Curious Spark to do some dancing, which would have been done at the time. So we had a lady dressed as Queen Elizabeth, one of their group, who looked fantastic, just looked the part totally. And we danced for her in the Great Hospital because the Great Hospital has a lovely sort of refectory tall room hall that was good for dancing because we always need a bit of room. And that was exciting to do some filming. So we haven't seen the results, but we hope the children will really get something out of that and probably learn some dancing themselves. You know, there'll be an extra resource so that they can do some simple pavane and something like that themselves.
What is Pavan?
A pavane was the very slow, stately processional dance. In music, you'll often find it linked a pavane followed by a galliard. And Elizabeth would have seen everyone, you know, might have used the pavane as the sort of processional dance to come in to an event, a hall for her. And then the galliard would be where the men in particular, but Elizabeth the First as well, because she was a fantastic dancer and she liked to be at least equal to the men, would do the very fast steps and lots of calf showing and strength. Incredibly strong. You've got to be really strong in muscles. I like doing a galliard, but it's tiring. And it has lots of fancy steps and very high and athletic. So you were showing that you could not only fence, joust, do things at war, but you could dance. And that was just as important for a
So it was
man
actually
in
really
particular.
quite athletic,
Oh,
really.
yes. Yes, definitely. Yes.
You certainly don't think of that as dance from that era as being
You have
athletic
got to be,
necessarily.
I find that it is all the slower you dance as well, the more control you need, the more muscle strength you have to have in your body. because it takes control to move slowly. It's easier to move fast.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of energy required. And the whole, if you look at the paintings of the time, you can tell that they were very upright and the men have lovely, you know, they're going to show those calves off. And lots of high kicks and things were involved in a galliard. Whereas the pavane is showing your more your grace and how slowly
and
you can...
And your posture.
Yes, definitely, yes. So you get very different... Yes, you get those different styles. But, it's all... Sometimes you think, oh, it must be easy. It's not like ballet or anything because it's slow and old. But no, it's quite aerobic. And as I said, the regency is what I find the most tiring because it's non-stop go. Yeah.
Well, Harriet, thank you so much for giving an overview of historical dance.
It's a pleasure.
And it's so good to hear you're keeping it alive in Norfolk.
Yes, and we hope that that will continue to inspire young people, particularly with things like the Elizabeth First Project. So hopefully there'll be more dancers to come along.
Thank you so much.
Carolyn Wood was talking to Harriet Cox.